Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Now, I think we can all agree on one thing. Life is busy. Between running a business, managing family life, staying on top of your emails, and trying to catch up with friends, your social life, finding time to write a book can feel impossible. But yet, I've seen so many busy mums, entrepreneurs, coaches, experts, they do it all while still keeping their lives together. And they do it because they know exactly what they want inside their life and they go out and do it. So the secret to getting your book written when you think you may not have the time, it's not some magical 25th hour of the day that you just go and find. It's about finding a writing schedule that works with your life, not against it. So it's really the cliche, working smarter, not harder. And that's what I want to share with you today, how you can create a writing schedule that actually fits your busy life and how to stick to it as well, just so you can finally get that book written. And we're going to do it step by step because that is what I love to do because it's super practical. So let's now lock into step one, and that is a mindset shift. It always begins with the mind. So it's about what you prioritize, not the time you spend on it. So the first thing we need to do is talk about mindset. Now, a lot of people say, I don't have time to write a book. But what they're really saying is, I'm not prioritizing my writing. And yeah, look, I get it. There are days where life feels like just nonstop and we have so many things to do and writing can seem like the last thing you want to fit in. But here's the thing, everyone is busy. Everyone has their own idea of what life looks like to them. But yet still people manage time to write their book. And what's the big difference? It's the priority. If writing a book is important to you, and I know it is if you're listening to this episode, then it needs to be one of your top priorities. And that doesn't mean you go out and write for hours every day, but it does mean making a commitment to the process. You don't find the time to write, you make the time to write. And this was one of the biggest things I had to overcome when writing The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life, because yes, it took me 3 years, but I was so inconsistent. There was no momentum. And what actually happened was I was writing and then I would not write for 2 weeks. And then I'd look back on my work again and I would want to change it. And it's because I lost the momentum. And when you lose the momentum, it is very difficult to try and find it again because you think that the book writing process is so overwhelming. But what I did make sure when I wrote Evolve Your Skills and Publish to Impact, I made sure that I created the time. And that was writing for an hour a day, most days. And that would mean it took me 8 to 12 weeks to finish my manuscript. And outside of those times, I would spend time working on my book and the marketing and all of that kind of stuff. So I want you to ask yourself, where does writing your book fit in the bigger picture of your life? If it's important to you, I want you to start treating it like it's a priority, and I can help you with that. That's the foundation for creating a schedule that sticks. Step number two is to be realistic about your schedule. One of the biggest challenges we face is writing a book that takes over our life and that feels so overwhelming. I don't want you to feel like that has to be the way because it 100% is not. You need a schedule that is going to fit inside your life, not some idealized version of what you wish your life was like and what your schedule was like. So don't commit to 2 hours a day in the morning if you know that your mornings are spent in meetings or taking care of your kids. Instead, look at your schedule as it is and find realistic windows of time. And if you're a business owner and you create content, here is a big game changer. During your writing time, whatever you write, repurpose that as content inside your business. So you're killing two birds with one stone. You're writing your book and you're creating content from that chapter, from that writing session. So it's a really cool way to do that. And one of the biggest mistakes we make is we try and force writing into times where we're not going to be productive. For example, if you are exhausted at the end of the day, don't write at 10, 11, 12 p.m. You're not going to get your best work done. You're going to be foggy and you're going to think your writing is absolute shit. Instead, find a time when you have the energy and you can focus, even if it's just for 30 minutes. For me, I really struggle to write in the evenings and I prefer spending time with Nicole. I prefer hanging out at home, watching TV. So I would always write in the mornings. And that is where I have the most mental clarity. I blocked out an hour every morning to write. And it wasn't a huge commitment, but over time, those writing blocks added up. And like I said, my manuscripts take me 8 to 12 weeks. And in 8 to 12 weeks, I've got a book. I've got a book to self-edit. I've got a book that's ready to go out to a professional editor. It doesn't have to be years. The key is to be realistic about what you can commit to. If you only have, say, 15 minutes during your lunch break, then that's what you work with. It's not about how much time you have. It's about making the time count, which leads now into step three. And that is to break your book into small, manageable goals. And I can't stress this enough. One of the biggest reasons we struggle with sticking to a writing schedule is that the idea of an entire book feels overwhelming. You look at, say, the books on your bookshelf, 60,000 words, 20 chapters, and it's enough to make anyone want to quit before they've even started. But here's the thing. You don't want to write a book in one sitting. You can't write a book in one sitting. You write it one page, one paragraph, one chapter at a time. The best way to stick to a schedule is to break your book into small, manageable goals. And instead of focusing on the whole book at once, focus on what you can accomplish in the next week or even the next day. For example, you might set a goal to write 500 words per day or finish one chapter by the end of the week.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode.
For me, that has been the best way to do it is to hit word count goals every time I sit down. And I would usually say 1,000 words, which would take me an hour generally to write, which would average out to be an hour per session to write. So that means every week I was finishing a chapter. When I was writing Publish to Impact, I didn't sit down thinking about the entire book because I didn't want to go back to when I was writing The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life. You know, I've learned, I wrote Evolve Your Skills in 6 months. I wanted to do that exact same thing. So I sat down and I thought only about the chapter I was working on. That way I didn't get overwhelmed. I wasn't thinking about what's ahead. And sometimes I even broke it down further, like focusing on one section or one idea within the chapter. And those smaller goals helped me keep that momentum even when I was busy. And here's also a tip. You want to celebrate those small wins, those word count goals. Every week you can celebrate a new chapter being written for your book. If you hit your word count goals for the day or finish a section, acknowledge it, share it with people because you're making progress and that is what matters. And this now leads again into step number four, which is finding your ideal writing routine. Find a routine that works for you. Some people thrive on structure. They like having a set time each day to write and thrive on consistency of it. Others prefer a more flexible approach in their writing and they kind of want to write when the inspiration strikes. Both approaches are valid, but you just have to figure out what's going to work best for you. If you're someone who likes structure, try setting a regular time each day to write, even if it's just 15 to 30 minutes. Start with that consistency. That is what's going to help you build the writing habit. On the other hand, if you are someone who prefers flexibility, that's fine. But the key is to still commit to a certain plan, to commit to a certain amount of writing each week, even if the time changes day to day. For me personally, I thrive on structure. So having a consistent writing routine works for me and it helps me get into the right mindset for writing.
I know what I'm going to write each day, even on days when I don't feel particularly inspired, I know what to do. And just one more thing as well, if you are a spontaneous writer, just be careful not to let too many days slip by without writing, because it is hard to get back. And that is when your mindset starts to shift because you're not consistent in your writing. So make sure you are making progress each week. And step number 5 is to eliminate distractions. And you've heard it all before, lock the phone away, turn your notifications off, because distractions are everywhere. You know, whether it's emails, social media, work demands, life always has a way of pulling our attention away from writing. But if you wait for the perfect distraction-free moment to write, you're going to be waiting forever. So instead of trying to eliminate all of your distractions, focus on working with them. For example, if you work in a busy environment, if there's noise around, try using noise-canceling headphones or find a quiet spot where you can focus for a short period of time. If you struggle in complete silence but hate listening to music, I'd always recommend putting a productivity playlist on Spotify. I find I get so much done just with a little bit of background music, but not enough for me to get fully distracted. Because you don't need hours of uninterrupted time to write. You just need to make the most of the time you have. Find what works for you, whether it's writing in short bursts or finding pockets of quietness in your day. You want to make sure that you are consistent. And finally, step 6 is to stick to your routine, but be flexible when life happens. Because life does happen. There will be days where your schedule gets thrown off and you're going to have to do something, you're going to have to go somewhere. If you miss a day, don't beat yourself up over it. Just get back on track the next day. Think about how you write your book. Think about the consistency in just getting your manuscript done. It's okay to pace yourself, but think of your writing as just being ultra consistent and pacing yourself that suits your lifestyle. When I was writing my first book, there were months I got off track. You know, life just happens and I had other commitments that took priority. And that also happened with Evolve Your Skills. But the difference was Evolve Your Skills took me 6 months to write. The 6 Pillars of Rewarding Life took me 3 years to write. I made sure I adjusted my schedule and got back to writing when I could. And I didn't let other commitments, other problems derail my progress, because I promised myself I was going to commit to writing a book and getting it done. And if you do it well, within 8 to 12 weeks, that can be the full commitment that you have to actually writing your book. And then you can focus on all the other things like self-editing. You're not overwhelmed again with the whole writing stage of it. So the important thing is to keep moving forward, even if it is at a slower pace than you originally planned. And find that balance. And when you find that balance between being disciplined and flexible, you'll find that you're always going to make steady progress over time and the words are going to add up. So just to finish this episode off, creating a writing schedule that fits your busy life, it's about integrating writing into your life, not treating it like an added chore. And if you approach it with the mindset that writing is something you have to do, it will always feel like it. But if you make it a priority and you find joy in the process, because there is something therapeutic about writing, you get to share your journey with someone else. And as you're writing your journey and you're sharing your message, you get a whole lot more clarity inside when you start writing your book. So take a look at your schedule where you can carve out time for writing. How can you make it work inside your life, inside your business, rather than against it? And a key in this episode was to repurpose your content as you're writing. Think of writing your book. Think about how writing your book can save time in your business as opposed to being a burden on it. And what you're also going to realize too, once your book is published, your book is now just a content machine for the next however many years. So make it work inside of your life. And once you figure out your writing schedule, start committing. So that's all for this episode. If you are a business owner and you do want to get your book written, in the show notes is the Idea to Impact waitlist where you can put yourself on it and I'll let you know when enrollment's open. It is a 6-month program that is going to help you become a best-selling author and create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. By the end of it, you will have a published book as long as you commit to a writing schedule. So thanks for joining me and I'll catch you again on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode.
If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.